Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, you just heard Henry McMaster there. Big enough disaster that he's come off the golf course to manage it. Because somebody's got to. As the Democrats cut off critical funds for the poor in order to get funding for Cadillac plans for illegal immigrants. Again, and the number is astonishing when you hear it. And this is radio, so I can't show you. But what Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, actually did yesterday, 2 days ago now, was put up the piece of paper, the demand paper that Chuck Schumer gave him. On it, on that demand paper, is $200 billion worth of funding for illegal immigrant health care. That is the cost of canceling the part of the big, beautiful bill that makes giving illegals federally funded health care illegal. Now, that was already illegally, but the loophole they had to close was the pass-through money. The money that was sent to states in block grants. So the states would commit with the partnership of the Biden administration. We're learning all this week. Mass fraud.
Right. So the states could then break the law.
Yes. So the states could break the law. So what the Biden administration did was turn the fraud controls down to zero. We know that now. We found that inside the Medicaid, Medicare department.
No, because there's no crime if you can't look for it and find one.
Right. Exactly. You're not allowed to look for it. Right. So this was so well done, so craftily done, that the last 3 months under Donald Trump, $1 billion has gone out the door for Medicaid for illegals just in six states. But they found it. This is the good news. We found it, folks. This is the beginning of us taking back our country and our government. It makes you mad to hear these things, but understand I'm telling you them in the context of we found it. Thank God. And that is why you are seeing the reaction from the Democrats that you are. The absolute freak out. We weren't ever supposed to find this. Trump wasn't even supposed to look for it. He didn't even look for it in his last term. They thought they'd get through this and the illegals would all stay on the system. But that's not happening. So that has led to the situation this morning where our governor is dealing with an emergency, as he should. And poor people are going to lose food, including people in some very desperate situations. And I'm going to be honest with you, when 40 million Americans are on, you know, food stamps or are on these benefits, some of them are deadbeats. No. They're gaming the system.
But
they
are. There are legitimate cases
of
need.
Yes, there are. And those people are going to be in a world of hurt. I mean, when you have to use the, you know, our National Guard troops for food banks, for food distribution, and the Democrats, Lee, I just want to play you this. Just a small sample from yesterday. See this as winning. This is Democrat Representative Brad Schneider on News Nation explaining, yeah, people can't eat, but this is a game, and we could still win.
Republicans control the House.
That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Here we go.
DDHQ average poll shows Republicans' favorability rising during the shutdown.
So let me ask you a different question. Did you watch the baseball game last night?
No, sir.
18 innings. If you would ask me in the 9th inning, 10th inning, 11th inning, who was winning, I couldn't tell you because the game's not over till the game's over.
It's a game. It's a game.
Interesting point.
Yeah. And here's Democrat Senator Chris Coons.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage. And although a very unpleasant tool to use.
Yeah, so it's a tool.
Yeah.
Again, they're trying to get two things. The dissolution of part of the big, beautiful bill that blocks the Medicaid from going to illegals and $200 billion to fund it. Those are astonishing numbers. I can't even wrap my mind around it. But understand, folks, we're now getting the answer, Lee, to the question I know you've heard me say many times. There was a Center for Immigration Studies study. I still have it here. It's one of the yellow documents that I keep right beside my desk. And it found something astonishing. They polled, in the last year of the Biden administration, they polled actual illegal immigrants and asked them, do you have a job? Either legit, which isn't legit, it's breaking the law, but, you know, a job.
Right.
Or a under-the-table job. In other words, are you working? A slim majority, 51%, said, no, I do not have a job. I did podcasts on it. I've been mystified by this. How are they eating? How are they going to the doctor? Because, yeah, we know emergency, you have a heart attack, you go to the ER, right? They've got to treat you, right? We get that. But that doesn't, you can't go to the pharmacy and say, hey, I've got an emergency, I need my diabetes medication. Hey, I've got an emergency, I need my heart meds. You can't do that. They won't give it to you. So they have to be living somehow. And we are finding it, Lee. Overnight, we found another tranche. This one, thanks to investigative work by the think tank Economic Policy Innovation Center, EPIC. And this is EPIC. Found, are you ready for this? 1.5 million non-citizens and their families. So you see 1.5 million, understand, that's who holds the, you know, that's who the account goes to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the recipient. That's not everybody that's involved.
Exactly. It's just like the Medicaid,
yeah,
where you see these numbers, 1.6, 1.5. No, that's like head of household, okay? So like everyone, right, in household has it. 1.5 million non-citizens received food stamps from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yep, this is how they're living. You get to food stamps, you get to free health care. Another, on top of that, 2.2 million children living with the non-citizens were also on food stamps. Some are anchor babies and some were just brought here.
Right.
Now, this data that they found is only fiscal year 2022. So there are likely millions and millions more. Here's the good news. This makes you mad. I get it. But this is how you begin to heal. This is what you do. Listen to this. That 1.5 million that we know of, non-citizens, collected a total of $4.2 billion in food stamp benefit payments. I guarantee it's at least double that now because that was only 2022. But we got it. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. You put this together. You put this together with Trump's offer of, hey, listen, we'll pay to fly you home. We'll give you $1,000 each. Got a family of five. Hot, awesome. It's $5,000. Take the money. We know you needed to reestablish yourself, and you should fly back to Guatemala. Or if we catch you, you can't ever come back in the country. You're done. But if we, you know, don't catch you and you take the amnesties to fly down there and get out of here, then guess what? You can apply at a later date to come back to the country. It might take 20 years, but you can still apply. So we found that overnight. And when you cut up, we don't have jobs, Lee. We don't. Not for Americans, not for illegals. We don't. I mean, you just look at the ADP report from yesterday, for instance. So that's private job roles. ADP, it's not a screwed up government agency, so the numbers are probably correct. We've been creating 15,000 private sector jobs a week on average. That's an improvement because the month before it was net zero. Okay? That's the disaster that Joe Biden left Donald Trump. If you're doing that, you're like, wait, that's about, it was, it's about 14.5, right? So it's about 55,000 private sector jobs. Total. There are 12 million illegal immigrants here from coming over the border and another roughly 12 to 13 from visa overstays. You do the math. That doesn't add up. They have to eat. They have to have a roof over their head. And we are finding out how they get that. They have to have health care. This is why you're seeing the Democrats are going wild, because it is a sign and a symptom of the fact we are finding this. And let me tell you what, the shadow nation brought here to replace you and get us to a one-party Chinese-style system. So we'll go take one vote and they know it. After that, they got total power. They don't care what happens. They'll screw over the illegals too, just like they're screwing over the poor in South Carolina right now. People that, like, and you know what's amazing about this? They had always been the party of the poor, had they not?
Oh, yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, us, we're the ones who care. We're the party of the poor. Well, that's us. Vote for us. Well, I guess that illusion shattered. They're the party of the elites and the illegals who they believe will vote them into power that one time. That's all they need, is that one time with enough power to bulldoze the filibuster and remake the Supreme Court, turn it into a legislature, add multiple more states, get two senators each, permanent majority. But Lee, coming up on the show for the first time, we are on a cusp of a change that would be that big, that what I just described, remaking America for a generation in a way that would make us so much freer. I'll tell you what's going on with that. We've got some really good news coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we came this close to the terrifying scenario. The Democrats federalized elections. That was the number one bill under Nancy Pelosi when Joe Biden, however he won the presidency. Remake the Supreme Court into a legislature that'll rubber stamp any unconstitutional thing. Pack the court with extra justices and then go wild, taking away every right that we have. Not that they hadn't already done that with censorship. We got this close. In fact, had Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema not said, no, we're not nuking the filibuster last time, we'd be there now, but for the grace of God. And it turns out, though, that that power structure, they got so close, was built on a tower of lies and fakeness. And it's all unraveling. And folks, I'm going to warn you, they're going to get more and more and more violent as it becomes more and more and more apparent that their actual base of support is about 30-35% of the country. That this whole time, they have been winning by rigging a system. And that's about to end in a major way. Because the Supreme, did you see this? The Supreme Court just signaled, fingers crossed, I'm not saying they're going to do it for sure, they just signaled that they are preparing to end race-based district preferences. In other words, the fake, unconstitutional, appears nowhere in the law or the Constitution, completely made up by the court system, that says to make up for past racial discrimination, you've got to gerrymander Democrat districts where by votes there just are none for Black people. So drawing special districts for one group of people, Black Democrats, not even white Democrats, Black Democrats, where no such district should exist, looking at the one man, one vote way our founders wanted those districts drawn. The instructions were use the census, count the people, draw the districts, apportion them fairly and equally. There is nothing in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It says, well, if there are extra special voters, Democrat voters who happen to be Black, they get a district. That wasn't right then. No, civil rights, redlining, discrimination wasn't right either. But the remedy was fake. And an entire generation of fake representation ensued for the Democrats. Representation that has no basis in population size. Supreme Court overnight signaling, and this is coming from Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and other conservatives on the Supreme, that they're going to end the race-based fake districts. Republicans could gain, they think, up to 20 seats for that. It's not gain. The Democrats are going to call it gain. These are ours. These are the seats that when you watch Donald Trump win in a near, I'd call it mini landslide. We should have a large majority in Congress. We should have 20, 30 seat majority in Congress by what he won, by that national vote, but we don't. And that's, folks, that's why the government's shut down right now. That's why Democrats are starving poor people to try to get illegal immigrants, benefits so they can get to a Chinese style system. You say, the American people don't want this. Why are they doing it? Because of the fake rigged setup. So listen, folks, we could literally, fingers crossed here, please God, just let us pray to return to a fair system. We could literally redistrict our way to freedom by finally seizing 20 seats that always should have been ours. By ours, obviously mean Republican. Folks, this could shatter the Republican Party this could shatter the Democrat Party into 100 pieces and shape Congress for a generation through aggressive redistricting. And Trump's already driving the party to aggressive redistricting based on what we've got now, the system we've got now. Because, and I'm going to tell you what's happening here. Again, when the Bush people, the CIA, controlled this party, it was considered, well, you think the CIA didn't control the party? It was run by the Bush family. Who was daddy? Daddy was the head of the CIA. Folks, the CIA has, it's not even de facto, it's not sneaky, it's not shadows, right out in the open. He was a Democrat from a family of Democrats, took over the CIA, built the deep state, took over the Republican Party. We're healing from that. And we were not allowed to aggressively redistrict when the Bush people controlled these states, when they controlled the national party. It was considered gauche. No, no, no. Let the Democrats have their districts. They'll scream if we try to factually and accurately redistrict them. So we had that going on. We had to defeat that. Trump has finally totally taken control of this party. He didn't even have total control last time. It was still partially controlled by the Bushes. So none of this fighting was allowed. You have to ask yourself, why don't we challenge the VRA? Why didn't we challenge this very fake, stupid, made up by the court ruling? Because Bush controlled the party. We let them have these 20 seats for years and years and years and years. I'm on the verge of shattering that. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to get more and more and more violent. That is the playbook that Karl Marx gave them over 100 years ago. They have always followed it. When they're in the minority, they resort to violence 100% of the time, from Argentina to Cuba to everywhere else. You even look at the Russian Revolution. Violence. Because they didn't have the numbers. They always revert to it. And that is what you are seeing right now, because they know how bad they are losing. But this, folks, think about this. If we take back the 6 seats stolen through the census, through fraud, remember, over 200 of the managers were caught committing fraud. Nothing ever happened to them. Most of them are still in place. Another 200 people were fired. They were actual census takers. And now, just what, 2 weeks ago, what do we do? I mean, there's so much good news. Chad, I just want to put it all in one place for you. 2 weeks ago, what do we do? We finally got the formula. It was called Epsilon. It was made up by the chief Democrat scientist at Census. It was fake. And we sued and sued and sued to get the formula they were calculating the census by, and he said it was secret. Yeah, secret. Yeah, FOIA law applies to it. And it turns out he was just using it to exclude Republicans and double count Democrats, basically, in census blocks, which means they stole 6 seats from us. We should have. That's 26 seats. Yeah. Like he just said, yeah. Democrats know it, folks. Every fake rigged thing about this system could, we are on the razor's edge, oh, pray, could collapse. And we could be even freer than we are right now, which is the freest we've been in my lifetime. It's all got to go in the right direction, but it looks like it is. Folks, the times we live in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is chilling, y'all. This is chilling. The Democrats were learning overnight, weren't just planning to put Trump away for the rest of his life. Never mind. Never forget, he was facing 700 years in prison, total, across the 5 cases. Now, that's obviously if he was convicted on every charge. 700 years. They built a quadruple redundant system with charges in the state courts and charges in the federal courts, so that, because by then they had internal polling, even if he won, he'd still be in prison. Couldn't pardon himself. They laughed. They thought it was funny. They thought they were going to get, they had him, folks. I thought they had him. You go case by case by case. I swear there's an act of the Lord in every one of them. Where you like, how'd he get him? He's like Houdini getting out of, you know, like the coffin underwater with a chain wrapped around it. We've been through all that. I'm not going to go through it again. Freaky miracle in almost every case. And he got away with it, except the 34. They got him on the first 34 felony counts. Folks, he was supposed to be in federal court or Georgia court. It was unclear which way we'd go on election day. I know that was a horror, okay? But what we found out yesterday, we got more of the story on Arctic Frost. Oh, that was just beginning. No, they were going to go full Soviet show trial. That's what this is. Our side has got to learn to tell these stories better, to frame them better. Stop trying to get every bullet point right. Oh, yeah, I'm going to read it directly from the charging document. No, stop it. Explain it this way if you use me for show prep, okay? The Democrats weren't just planning to put Trump away for the rest of his life. No, 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 no. They plan to imprison the entire leadership of the GOP ecosystem if they won the presidency again. And all of the key, largest key FBI offices in this country were on board. It's what they were doing. The size of it, the scope of it. They were using the DOJ and Arctic Frost as weapons at a level that's just almost in cut, folks. And we don't even have it all, okay? We don't even have it all. We just get more and more over. Now we're finding out the FBI investigated over 160 Republicans as part of Arctic Frost. Now, if you go through this list, which Charlie Kirk's TPUSA was one of them, the Attorneys General Association, Republican Attorneys General Association. Yeah, they're investigating Alan Wilson. I mean, not personally, but the association. Yeah, go after Alan Wilson. I'm sure he's a co-conspirator in something. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you go after the Association of Republican Attorneys General? Why would you do that? Because you're going to put the entire party in prison. Now, I told you this, okay? I said, after Trump, if they get away with this, if he serves the rest of his life in prison, everyone who runs against them credibly or polls well will go to prison for the rest of their lives. Till no one ever runs again. I said it because I knew it in my gut. I didn't have these papers. Now I got them. Oh, it was bigger than that. I thought that would happen after they sent Trump to prison. They'd be in Bolton. But no, no, no. They already had the plan underway. If this party had won the White House, God forbid, more than 160 Republicans, including current Trump administration officials, were investigated by the FBI under President Otto Penn as part of the Bureau's sweeping Arctic Frost probe, including current White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, U.S. Pardon Attorney Ed Martin, White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon. Folks, what is this? Well, if you study it every day like I do, or you're part of it, this is the entire ecosystem. If you look at Steve Bannon, Steve Bannon has the number one political podcast on earth. I put him away. He's got to go. Jack Smith was doing all of this. Attorney General Merrick Garland signed off on it. Ex-Assistant Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco signed off on it. FBI Director Christopher Wray signed off on it. They were surveilling, now we know, 8 senators and at least one Republican House member. There's going to be more. We just haven't found them yet. Folks, don't say, well, this is surveillance and they were, you know, investigating. That's boring. I'm snoozing. No. This was the beginning of a show trial that we're going to demonstrate. Oh, don't run for president. We'll put you in prison. See, there's your president right there in prison. He may be polling higher than us, but he's in prison. That's what'll happen to you. No, this was a message. Don't you dare go register 600,000 people in the swing states like Charlie Kirk did. Don't you dare hire a team of 1,500 ballot chasers and bring home 400,000 votes that Republicans wouldn't have gotten like Charlie Kirk did. Don't you dare, because you're going to prison. But they couldn't do it yet. They were counting on winning the presidency, which they were going to win in their minds because Trump was going to go to prison. And he was. Again, they had built a quadruple redundant system. No way out of that many cases. State court, federal court, more than one federal court. This is what I had, but this is just one of them. So, folks, the reason this was secret was because this wasn't going, they weren't going to spring the trap of these show trials until after Trump was safely in prison. That's why it was all hidden. FBI agents and field offices from Seattle to New York were conducting interviews and undertaking investigatory steps to begin to do this. And look at, listen, but we have their internal documents now, okay? Like, what constitutes a crime here, like, that you'd be investigated for? Ed Corrigan, take him, president of the Conservative Partnership Institute, longtime GOP Senate aide. They do very basic grassroots stuff. But this is them going down into the grassroots machinery. The way we organize, the way we turn out the vote, and we're trying to rip it out by the roots. What did Ed Corrigan do? Internal FBI docs. These are the justification memos for the investigation. Oh, he is pro-Putin. Well, don't we just learn that everything about Putin, meddling in our election is fake? That even the CIA analysts said it was fake. They didn't want to sign off on it. That ultimately Hillary made it up. Hillary even hired the federal contractors to fake hack the boards of elections so they could then say, oh, and then leak it to the New York Times and Washington Post. Oh, look, Russia's hacking the boards of election. No, it's actually a federal contractor paid by Hillary's campaign. They knew all of this. So when you see, oh, Ed Corrigan was pro-Putin, we need to investigate him. What is that? It's a lie. It's a lie that is to be used as a predicate, take it before a liberal judge. Oh, he's pro-Putin. Oh, we got to investigate. When they know there's no such thing. I mean, Putin's over there in Russia. He's not a good guy, but he wasn't meddling in our elections. He wasn't hacking anything. Not the DNC server, and certainly not boards of elections, and certainly not the election itself. They made that up. Ed Corrigan, I'm just showing you one example to show you what's going on here. So he's investigated for being pro-Putin, and get this, anti-FBI. Are those things illegal? You want to hear what Ed Corrigan's crime was? FBI documents, quote, Ed Corrigan wants to build infrastructure to train people for civil war. Uh-huh. That was sent to the FBI's Washington field office. Quote, Corrigan secretly controls the Freedom Caucus and has plans that are not good for the FBI, unquote. The Seattle-based FBI agent wrote, quote, Corrigan hates the FBI, who he refers to as spooks, unquote. That's their internal justification for investigating him. But you know what the real reason was? He was doing a great job at grassroots organizing. Wow. Doing a great job at grassroots organizing, hates the FBI. It's got to go to prison, clearly. Folks, this is Soviet. The bullet we dodged. Oh, just thank God. Just thank God. Well, folks, just to show you where we are, Democrats are committing an absolute act of desperation by cutting off these SNAP benefits because something broke overnight. We started the week off by finding out that Democrats were demanding from Mike Johnson $200 billion to pay for illegal immigrant health care. So that shows you the level of dependence there. And it answers the question I've been asking for well over a year, more like a year and a half since it came out. I've done multiple podcasts on it, and that is the Center for Immigration Studies poll of illegals asking them, do you work? Do you have a job? Are you employed in any fashion? And the answer by 51%, slight majority, no, I don't have a job. Really? No. Now that makes sense. Now that we've seen what's happened with jobs in America, with the Joe Biden fake jobs, more than 1.8 million of them never were real. We had entire quarters where net, we created zero jobs. That's a jobs apocalypse, okay? And you keep pumping a million new illegals in here a quarter, which is the rate they were at. By the end of the Biden administration, there's no job for them. I kept saying, where are they working? And some of you would text me, oh, well, they're probably under the table. No, the poll asks, under the table, above the table, anyway, are you working? No. 51%. Well, how are they living? Folks, we have been finding this all over the place. 326,000 getting benefits on Social Security. That's why they were burning down Tesla dealerships. Specifically to keep Doge out of Social Security. Then we find out just the beginning of the week from Mehmet Oz, Trump administration, that the Trump administration itself has paid out $1 billion in Medicaid in just six states to illegals in just the last 3 months. How big is the total size? Democrats wanted $200 billion. That'll tell you how big it is. We ain't even close to found it all. Then it breaks from EPIC, the Economic Policy and Innovation Center. Zero Hedge has a great article on this morning, that they have found, and they've only gotten data through 2022. Okay, so this is much larger now. 1.5 million non-citizen households receiving food stamps. Another 2.2 million children living in those households also on food stamps for a total of 4.2 billion. Again, that's only 2022. They were just getting started with the open border. So Democrats got a problem. Democrats got a problem. See, in order to push the Republicans to the table, they're perfectly happy to starve Democrats and poor Americans. They don't care about us. But they got to starve the illegals too. This is a desperation move, folks. And Twitchy gets it right this morning. Oil-filled Rando, one of their writers there. Many illegals in America live in homes with lots of other adult illegals, earn cash, and then send it back to their home countries. And then they subsist on the food stamps. A halt to SNAP funding just might see the money leaving America decreasing significantly. Suddenly, illegals will need to hold on to that money for food. And those are just the ones working. Folks, remember when we didn't have the FEMA money for Western North Carolina, and it turned out that they had a program spending $1 billion every few months on illegal immigrant housing? They've got these tucked all over the place. We're still finding them. So shut, good. We should do it. Stand strong, Republicans. Shut down SNAP. Shut it down. What? It's not our fault. We can't do anything about it. Seriously, we can't, because the Democrats keep voting no. We keep voting yes. 13 times. So, Douglas Mackey writing, illegal aliens come in, have an anchor baby, whole family gets SNAP, rent, then they get rent assistance, they get Medicaid. Parents, if they work, the 49% they work cash jobs. And then they send the money back home. So they live off us, send the money back home. Shut down SNAP for a month. We'll deport another million. Good. Do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.